Simply Done, the podcast network.
What are we going to talk about in the podcast this week, Dan? Our personal lives and popular culture?
You know, I don't know if you know this.
I will tell you something. Whatever it is, I don't.
They were doing one of these magazine shows about podcasts, and obviously ours is talked about, and ours is now called The Leading Podcast in America.
The Leaning Tower of Pizzas?
No, Leaning Podcast in America that talks about personal life and pop culture. It's there in writing.
Because no one else is really doing that. Hey, there he is! Okay. I turned around, I'm swinging my hand, going like, out. Let go,
Perry.
Master. Let go of me.
Look what we're both wearing. Look at us today. Hold on a sec. Shorts, buddies.
Hey, let me in. I'm a little sniffing in there.
Get out over here, Wolfie. Get in there, Wolfie. Get some of those Italian meatballs.
Let go. Go back. Go back and sit down.
Right.
Let me through, please.
I'm trying to get through, too.
Just trying.
Wolfie, help
trying to make my way home.
Hey, you know what, Wolfie? Grab me by the nuts.
What? Who's on the phone?
I just wanted to show you a text that shows that I'm done with Carmine.
Interesting.
Let me show you this.
This is your fake cousin?
Just show it to
us. Throw it here.
It just takes too long to get up.
Let me just see. I'm not going to do anything to it, Perry. Don't be immature, Jesus. For God's sake. We're business partners for over 21 years.
Yeah, seriously. Let me see. Master, how much?
Oh, no, thank you. You're also send my best wishes to Dominic on the Capones.
Oh, let me see that. Let me see that.
Wait a minute. Just let me read this. I'm not doing anything. So long, Perry. Thanks. Here, look what it says, Maul.
Give me. Ow! Get off of me! Perry! I don't want to make love to you!
Perry, what's going on?
Oh my gosh, I'm trying to read the text. You think it's easy to read that thing? What is that?
What happened?
Because I was trying to help her fix the font. The font.
Sit down.
Who knows how to work a Droid phone?
Sit down, Perry.
Who knows how to work a Droid phone?
What are you doing? We haven't even started the show yet.
Hey, let's do that. You know this tune.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Down the Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big 3 Podcast. Hey, everybody, it's your old pal Don Barras.
I'm Maul.
And I'm the angry one. Okay, no, I'm not angry no more.
Introduce your name.
I'm actually the happy guy.
Introduce yourself.
Woo, Scary Perry. No more... Cell phones are not going anywhere anymore.
You broke my thumb.
I didn't break nothing.
You broke my thumb. Look at it.
Oh, look at your thumb. Do you have any feeling in there?
No, I feel the broken bone right there.
Well, all right.
Look at it.
In the pre-show,
it's just
Perry
right
was
thumb.
Arriving.
Well,
Perry got mad.
First of all, what happened?
You went over and you attacked.
You demanded me to hand you my phone.
Yeah, because you said you wanted me to see something.
You wanted to see what it said. You're like, I
said nobody's going to touch my phone.
Who touched your phone?
Don, you're trying to show us something, and we're looking at it, then goes and hands it to you.
What was wrong with
that? Stop handing anybody my phone! What do you mean? Who was wrong with that?
Anybody,
you always do this retarded shit! I didn't give you permission to hand it to anybody,
okay,
but back to me!
Let me ask you a question.
God damn it!
You seem upset.
I was fucking in a great mood until you did that!
Okay, let's talk.
Because my great mood was this! Thank you for switching from Sunday to Friday.
Yeah, okay. I did you a huge favor.
That was tremendous.
You know what I like is that we're picking up where we left off last week, like in Breaking Bad. We just get right back into it. You remember where we were. Scare Master was yelling at me. Do you remember why? I don't.
We were shorts, buddies,
2 seconds ago.
And I thought that was really, it was a good
that
picture taken. Wolfie got involved. Wolfie liked
it. Yeah, I loved it.
So I thought, wow. This might be the first show that we have no fighting, no yelling, no screaming. I really thought the show was off to a good start. Then you tell me that the guys that had been lying to you, saying they were related to you, that you had had a conversation with them. And you show me something on your text.
And I wanted to
look at it. And then I just showed it to mole. I don't see what the problem is. Is there anything the matter with your phone right now? Is there anything the matter with your phone right now?
Can I check out your glasses?
Is there anything the matter with your phone right now?
But when I say do not hand it to anybody,
I didn't hear you.
Just anybody.
Yes, yeah. You are. Just anybody.
I have a name.
Okay, you're Mole.
Thank you.
The Walter of Molininskis.
I think you owe Mole an apology. Because you attacked him. You got on
You
top.
Owe me an apology for handing the phone to Mole.
I didn't know that I wasn't supposed
I
to.
I said to not hand it to anybody but me.
I didn't hear
I didn't. Oh. Because you like to play these fucking games.
Why are
you
yelling?
You like to fucking take my shit and fucking move it to somebody else.
That's a lie. That's a lie. I do not like to do that.
Fuck you. You're full of shit.
Do you think I like to see you upset?
Always.
I don't like this.
Why are you so mad? You're the one who just tried to get on top of me and
I saw that.
And do your way with me.
My first thought, if I see...
Cover me with dude juice.
Just whatever you want, because I know it's wrong.
I know what's wrong, too.
You know
fine.
What else is wrong? Breaking my thumb and jumping on me and trying
you
to...
You know what, Mole? Shut up.
Why do I get yelled at? You're sitting here attacking me. Why are you yelling at me?
I'm attacking you?
You just did. You physically just jumped all over
because
me.
Because my phone was in your hands for no reason at all.
Okay, two things. Mole, Perry, both of you, stop.
You're right.
Now, let me finish
don't
what I'm
ask.
Saying.
For let, my phone
stop.
Again.
Can I see your phone now?
Never.
Let me see your phone.
Never.
I'll let you see
you
mine.
Can hold it. You can
forget
hold
it.
I'll let you
do
see mine.
These for no
seconds.
Reason. I don't know. No
do
more.
Tradesies.
No.
Do tradesies.
Okay, stop. Everybody stop. Now, I didn't even get a chance to finish what I was saying. The people that get the $500 VIP ticket are the only ones that get a chance to I come to your... Shut up!
What I do?
Not you. I'm in the middle of talking and you're fucking... Put the fucking phone down.
I want to shut it off.
I want to see the text.
Let him see the text.
No.
Come on, just hold it up. Let me read it.
Let him see the text.
Later.
Just so we can move on, Scammer.
Yeah,
sir.
I don't know if we can move on without him seeing the text.
Come on, dude.
Oh, look at him. He's becoming a man. Good. Why don't you guys meet halfway and you hand the phone to him there?
You have an apology for me.
So long, Perry. What's and Carmine.
But what is this? You wrote to him first?
He wrote
what is
to
this?
Me.
But what is this?
He
is
wrote
this?
To me.
An email. Come on. What was the initial email, though, bud? Let me just see.
Let him see it.
Initial email.
Fuck. Ow. Sit down.
Doink.
What is going on with you, Perry?
He kept trying to scroll
trying to
the fucking message
because
back.
You know what?
He wants to see more messages and wants to see more personal shit.
Why is that personal?
I thought you were broken up with him. They're no longer your boyfriends.
They are no longer my
boyfriends.
Fucking
boyfriends.
Friends. Or
who, the Capones? The
so-called
Capones?
Family.
The Capones?
The bullshit.
The Capones?
Yeah, well, Christ. I have no more to do with them because even Tom Brennan said to me, look, if you want to have anything more to do with them, it's either them or it's me. And I immediately said, well, you know what that answer
you
is.
You picked Tom over the Capones?
You know I can.
That might have been
Tom Brennan's my publicist.
I understand that. He's a solid dude, stand-up guy.
Let me tell you this. He's the most powerful publicist of anyone
that
in the big
three.
That is
what they're saying now. That's what they're saying. But but to go up against the Capones, man, you know, listen.
Look, Dominic is a nice kid.
I know, but your grandfather
a nice
was
kid.
Al's lover, okay?
My grandfather was Al's tailor,
right. You've been watching.
Not lover.
Okay.
My grandfather was married to my
to believe
grandmother.
That. Keep trying to believe that.
It's called fashion. Look at it.
It's called a beard.
My grandmother and grandfather were a married couple. For many, 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 many years.
They were a couple.
Yeah.
Okay. Where do they live? In Chi-Town?
Yeah, in the
suburbs of Broken Shoulders.
What was her name?
I don't remember my grandmother.
You don't remember your grandmother's name?
Julia or Juliet, I think.
Juliet Giuliano?
Yeah.
Okay, let's just drop all this. I think we got to get on with the show. We've wasted a lot of time with Perry's anger and... Perry tried to say this at the beginning of the show. He tried to say thank you for what we did because from what I understand, we taped this on a Friday And the reason we did that is because Sunday. Saturday and Sunday, they're having a big Javajo picnic.
Jehovah's Witness
Assembly. Where are we going?
I was wondering, could we go?
Yeah, you can go.
Where is it?
Can
it's
we film
the
it?
Oxnard, Oxnard Community Center or Convention Center.
Can we go with you then?
If you want to meet me at my house at 7 in the morning.
When?
Sure.
Tomorrow and Sunday.
Absolutely, we'll be there.
Wear a suit and tie.
Can we bring cameras?
Suit and tie.
What if I don't have a tie? What
You've
if I just
got
have,
a tie.
What if I wear a kerchief and have my shirt open?
No.
Why?
How much kibble should we bring? I mean, because we don't know what we're going to spend it all on. Like, will there
then
be...
don't even come if you're going to come over there with kibbles. If you're going to come over there with kibbles... Well, don't even show up.
Tell us what to bring. He was just asking, what should we bring?
You don't bring anything.
Will there be one big group of dogs when you first get there?
There's no dogs, you fucking idiot.
Small groups of dogs throughout the weekend.
Now, are you allowed to pet the dogs? Are there dogs you can't pet?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I don't even want
to
hear this.
I heard they're doing a whole tribute to that one dog who ate a chicken bone and died. The high priestess.
You know what I heard at one point? No longer, because the dog's dead. But one of the dogs, one of the famous Javajo dogs, Rick Springfield's dog that was on the cover of the Working Class Dog. Wow. That was a Javajo dog that was one of the top dogs in the entire organization. Yeah, you know what? This would be interesting, because if you took us there for these 2 days, we would learn a little bit about your religion.
Is High Minister Clover going to bark? I mean, speak, you know.
What do they do at these things?
We talk about upcoming events, talk about the new system.
Leash laws.
Are there leash laws?
We're spitballing.
I got to tell you the
phone.
Truth.
Let me see your phone for 1 second.
No comment.
I got to tell you something, honestly. I don't know about the Javajo religion.
You don't know anything about the witnesses.
I do.
Okay.
You
know what? This might be interesting to see, because if we go with you... You can introduce us to other people, and we can ask them questions.
But if you're going to do that with film cameras around you,
we'll have the cameras.
The cameras hit. Cameras
will be hid.
Cameras will not even be allowed.
If we have them on camera phones, we can hide them pretty easy.
Can I use your phone, Scaremaster?
You touch my phone,
okay?
And I'll break
fingers. We'll just use that
you
as an emergency.
You already broke my thumb.
Well, I'm ready to break all other nine.
Oh, that's really nice, Scaremaster.
I'm ready.
Okay, that's so what else is going to happen at this Javajo picnic?
Will there be?
It's not a picnic. It's an assembly.
What happens at it?
There's talks. There's dramas.
Heartworm.
Heartworm.
Why do you have to go both days?
Because it's a 2-day event.
I don't understand it.
Better change that word from Javajo to Jehovah's Witness Convention.
Probably by the end of this weekend, it'll be completely changed. And that's good, right?
You know, you do need to grow up.
How about Mole? Does he need to?
Do I need to roll over?
Well, if you'd first wash your hair and turn it into a...
All right, let's move on. I don't understand the religion. We'll just be there at 7 o'clock. Should we get there early, or how does this work?
Show up at my house at 7.
And we're driving with you then?
Driving with me.
Really?
You can follow me. I don't want you in my car.
You will agree that dogs are religion. It's all about obedience, right?
It's not a dog religion.
It's not.
Could we get a copy of your parking?
It's a human religion.
I've given you brochures and pamphlets and stuff.
Can I get a copy of your parking pass so we can
There's
make
no
a
parking pass.
Can Where I get you your social real quick?
What?
He wants your social security
Forget
number.
Forget you.
Why?
Because you're an idiot. You're not getting my social security number.
All right, what did I do?
You asked for something you're not going to have.
And also, can I see your phone?
You're not going to see my phone. You're not going to see my driver's license. You're not going to see my social security card.
Okay.
None of that
Enough
shit.
Of this bullshit
Boy,
talk.
Oh, boy, you're putting up a lot of walls, buddy.
Let's move on, because we are now, when this show starts airing, we are going to be 3 weeks from the windy weekend. We got a lot of work to do before then. Are you excited?
Very.
Yeah, this could put some money in our pockets, too.
I can't wait.
You like money, don't you?
Well, I got bills to pay.
Let's say...
One of them is my car and my truck repair bills.
What happened to your car and your truck? And first off, why don't you just take it to me and I'll fix it, because I need some money, and you could pay me.
You're not my mechanic, one.
I can be your mechanic.
You're not going to ever be my mechanic,
really?
Two.
What's wrong with your car?
Because my cars have been, my car and truck have both been fixed.
What is wrong with them?
Basic, you know, the basic
plugs and points.
Basic repairs.
You've done basic repairs on my car, and I thought you've always done a great job.
Yeah, I had your carburetor cleaned and checked. Lines blew out. It was humming like a turbojet.
Wait. Say that again.
I propped Dan's car up on concrete
blocks. You said his carburetor? That kind of car does not use a carburetor.
On my other
car.
For
a new clutch plate and a new set of shocks.
A new clutch plate? He doesn't have a
thank you.
Automatic.
On my other car.
He doesn't have a 5-speed.
He did this on my other car. I'm still under warranty on this car, so I haven't needed to use them. On my other car, he did all this work.
What, the Datsun?
The Datsun. I've never had a Datsun in my life.
The Nissan?
I've never had a Nissan in my life. What the fuck is your problem?
You had a Datsun B210 when you first came to California.
I never had a Datsun B210. Never.
What did you have when you first came to California?
I think I was originally driving a Rolls Royce.
Bullshit.
He had that Rolls Royce.
It was an older model. It's like 3 years old when I had it.
Yeah, right.
It's a convertible.
You came out here with a piece of crap.
Okay, let's move on. We've got 3 weeks until the Windy Oat weekend.
I'm being a real nice guy.
Really breaking my thumb.
I didn't break your thumb.
Well, you sprained it at the very least.
It's not sprained or broken.
What are you talking about? Yes, it is. You banked
okay,
it all
Mole,
back.
Perry, both of you. Stop it, for God's sake. You broke his thumb. You owe him an apology. It's as simple as that.
And the hospital bill.
We've got to move on, though. We have to move on.
Let's move on.
Because we've got the Windy weekend coming up, and that's our priority. Oh, one thing that people have been writing online constantly. They love last week's show because they love to see you lie.
See me lie?
Yes.
Lie about what?
Well, you lost a bet last week, and the bet you lost was I get your $10 shout-outs for a year.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, you do not.
Well, that's what you said last week, and we played an audio tape that proved that you did say...
I will never.
You made the bet. All right.
No, you're not allowed
you
to keep
the bet.
My
Vince,
fucking money.
Vince.
Because I'm broker than fuck, and you know I'm broker than fuck, and you just like to fuck with me.
I'm not fucking with you.
And make me lose cash all over.
Okay.
Well,
Master, win the money back from him, dude.
Okay, here's what we do. Why don't you play where Perry made the bet? Please play that, Vince. How about this? If I can guess this, I get every one of Perry's $10 shoutouts for the next year. Even though
no.
Why not?
Because I don't have any freaking money.
But it'll be money that you'll get.
Right. And if I don't get it, you get all my $10 shoutouts. You want to take that up?
Okay.
Boobies.
It is boobies. It's boobies.
All right. So no more $10 shoutouts for you. Clearly. You made the bet. You lost the bet. So I'm just supposed to forget it? I'll bet you I would have had to have paid you if I would have lost the bet. Right?
Okay.
Okay. Said you clearly lost the bet. Am I wrong, Mole?
I don't know.
See? And Mole wouldn't say that if he knew.
Sounds like Scaremaster made the bet.
You know what's funny about that? What I love about the technology we have today, I just proved what a fucking lying piece of shit Perry was right there. Didn't make the bet.
Forgetful, not
I didn't
lying.
Make, okay.
Forgetful.
But one of the classic moments where Perry lied was when he said he didn't eat Lisa Marie's ass. Do you remember that, Mole?
I do. Remember what
let's play that clip.
Forgetful fuckface.
And then having a tunnel like Lisa... Lisa Marie Bullock that'll...
Who's that?
What do you mean, who's that? You know Lisa, my old co-host.
I know.
The one with the long tongue, like yours.
Oh, yeah. Is she good at eating ass?
Oh, dude, she's good at everything.
Really? You should put some
she's
mistletoe
good at everything.
Over
everything.
Oh, I do kind of remember her. Wow.
She'll go down on you and eat your ass all at the same time.
Has she ever done that to you?
Uh-huh.
She eats your ass? That's got to be...
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
Great.
Did she pay $10 for the shout out?
Doesn't matter.
No shout out.
By the way, if you're an ass eater.
If your name is related to Lisa's, get her to get back in touch with me.
She won't contact you anymore?
I haven't been able to find her at all.
Why do you think that is?
Well, because of the boyfriend she had in Boston.
Do you think it's the way you talk about her when she's not around? So there, that was funny when you lied there and we caught you in a lie there.
Did you not say... I might have said what I said on that tape, but I didn't mean it like she did to anything physical to me.
How did you mean it?
It was a joke.
It wasn't a very funny joke. Well, because, you know, I
love Lisa. She's a sweet person.
I've loved her, too. You know what I mean, Mole? Ow! Oh, that's right. That's your broken thumb. I'm sorry.
Die.
My ass. Well, as you know, we were talking about this a little earlier, the big windy weekend. One of the things that we'd like to ask the fans out there.
Come in costume to the screening.
Really?
Yeah, I think everyone should show up in their favorite costume.
Like a big three?
It could be anyone. It could be the lovely Mary Jane. It could be Vince. It could be Hiroshima Nagasaki.
Nobody's going to dress as Frankie Machine.
It could be Yergi. It could be one of us big threeers. It could be
Jason from Friday the 13th.
Yeah. No, that wouldn't work because that's not part of the show. What he's saying is people on the night that we have the movie, everybody should dress up as their favorite character from the Big Three podcast.
You can also dress like me. I'm Darth Vader.
Whoa, Darth Vader. Hey, another character is born. Darth Vader. Where are you from?
That is unbelievable because that just is another character. You got Chet, you got Kyle Dickey, Tex Longhorn.
Let's talk to Darth Vader for a second.
Dexter Coleman. Let's talk to this guy. What is his character's name?
The Darth Vader from Star Wars.
Can we ask you a couple questions?
Be my guest.
Why are you so intense?
Where was it that he...
This is really not good at all.
It's not good at all. No,
we need some character study. Hey, let me ask you this.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Just for a second. We'll get to all this because I want to talk about that. We have had a lot of people writing in. They love the characters. They say it's the best thing you've done in the history of the podcast, these characters.
Thank you.
So we'll talk about that in a second. We'll get to your question, Mole. But the important thing that we were interrupted by Darth Vader is we were talking about something we'd like the fans to have help us out with. Now, as you know, we have the Windy Weekend starting October 11th. Well, what we'd like to do, people that can edit, people that are graphic artists, people that have any talent at all, why don't you make some posters? Why don't you make some videos, some promo videos for this big show? We've gotten a couple so far, and I love what we've got. So please continue to do this. Mole, you want to say something?
Yeah, I was going to do some stuff on my laptop, but I lost it at a place in a bar or a coffee shop. I fell asleep. But I wanted to ask Darth Vader a question. Darth Vader, are you Italian?
Oh, how do I answer that one?
You were just terrible.
Do the voice. I mean, under the mask, are you Italian?
Under the mask? That's none of your business.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you, Darth Vader.
Before you get into that bullshit that nobody's going to care about, I did want to wrap this up with an example of something someone has done for us before. Do you guys remember Bowers, Coast, and Fisher?
Uh-huh. Remember them? Are you up with...
We have not heard from them in a long time. They were so great. And here is like maybe their crowning achievement that they did for us. This was the old time radio show. And just to kind of see what these guys did, and maybe it will inspire you people to help us out with something out there. Why don't we play this from Bowers, Coast, and Fisher?
And that was Dame Talk. Moving on. Let's welcome to the studio Frank Giuliano of Giuliano's Suits for Fancy Lads.
Hey there, Frank. You're walking in here like a gimpy yoki.
I hurt my neck playing stickball. Trying to impress
you. You need to try some of this here Dr. Hackabush's HN Tonic.
Wait a minute. Stickball?
Isn't that a game for fatherless, unwashed Italian children?
Hey, what do you got against Italian?
Now it is time for 60 Ticks with our sponsor.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to...
Go!
I'm Frank Giuliano. Giuliano Suits for Fancy Lads. We're, south side of Chicago. Our...
Really sound prepared.
Wool is made in America.
Italian.
And we use thread.
Wait, don't you have a famous client?
What do you mean?
Yeah, Al Capone.
Al Capone.
You're sweet on Al Capone.
That was 19 years ago.
I'm sorry.
That was in 1992.
Right, that's when you gave him a humdinger, and he pulled Joe Turner.
That's a lot of
money. I'm sorry. He gave you a humdinger, and you
pulled his Turner.
Right.
Yeah.
How did all that come about?
He said that there was a talkie with Mae West, but I had to do something for him.
Right.
And I offered to detail Packard.
Right.
But he wanted me to...
Stop! And that was 60 Ticks with our sponsor, Frank Giuliano. That's Giuliano.
G-U-I-L-I.
And now for our soft luck shout-out.
Thank you again to Bowers, Coast, and Fisher.
Awesome that they found that, man. How did they find... They had the National Archives for that one.
I think someone in one of their families works there, so they were able to get that. That was,
you know what?
Fantastic.
Scaremaster's at war with the Caponers right now.
I'm not at war with them.
Really?
I have no war with them.
You know what? I have a feeling it's going to happen. Something's going to happen in your apartment. And this time, it's not going to be Huey Craig III. You're going to find some... horse head in your bed or something like that. You fucked with the Capones.
I didn't fuck with them. I just said, it's, you know, Dominic's got his own TV show. He cannot deal with me.
We have a hard time dealing with you, too.
And we don't have a TV show.
No, we don't. I do want to find out something about your characters, because everyone was writing about those characters. They love them. They absolutely love them.
I forgot about the Star Wars thing where everybody's from and stuff.
Well, everybody knows Chet. Everybody knows Kyle Dickey, Tex Longhorn, Jean-Claude the French guy, who's a nice guy, right? If I remember correctly.
I was a nice guy.
Dexter Coleman.
Dexter was an old classmate. And we were not great friends. We were just, you know. The reason why I added Dexter...
Yeah, you weren't good friends with
Darth Vader. Be quiet while I'm speaking,
either, but you
please.
Also do a spot on Darth Vader.
Be quiet while I'm speaking, please.
Who are you talking to, Dan?
You. When
okay,
I talk...
what did I do?
You're talking
what
while
did
I'm
do?
Talking.
And two, can I use your phone for a second?
You touch my phone, I break your other finger.
Why are you continuing to threaten
I do
him?
Not want... No. Well, forgive
you
me
don't
for...
Want- No.
Let me take all that crap back.
Is it $10 shout out time?
No more barking about my phone. My phone's parked. It's not.
Can I say one thing? It is time for our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard the show before, the $10 shout out is where you, the listener at home, can be part of the fun here on the Big Three podcast. All you got to do is put what's on your mind in a short, maybe paragraph form, ask questions. Tell us something how you relate to us. Now, you put that in the mail. It's none of this, so don't send it through PayPal. Send $10 cash, no checks, no money orders, and send that to $10 shout-out, care of Don Barris, 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046.
You know what I think the $10 shout-outs do, Dan?
What's that?
I think they hold a mirror up to the Big Three podcast.
How's that?
They make us really examine what's going on.
All right, why don't you start with this first one today? This is a package from Priority Mail. Here you go, Mole.
Package from Priority Mail.
Ooh.
Please have Dan read.
Okay. Hey, Big Three. My name is Zach, and I work at 7-Eleven in Chino, California. The best thing about working there is all my co-workers listen to the Big Three podcast, except my grumpy Armenian boss, Perry. I don't even know how to pronounce this. How would you pronounce this? G-H-A-F-A-R-I-A-N.
Okay.
G-H-A-F-A-R-I-A-N. It might be Pierre Perry.
G-H-A?
That's what I said twice.
The H is silent.
How would you so say this name?
Gaffarian?
Gaffarian?
I can't possibly... Wait. Yeah, Pierre Gaffarian.
That sounds better.
Pierre Gaffarian. He thinks some of the show is bullshit. For instance, he says that Perry can't possibly eat as much as he claims to eat during Perry's pie time. No, I can tell you right off the bat.
He used to.
He kind of quit that. But everyone knows
Everyone
knows the Scaremaster has talents for shoving things down his throat, so I decided to make a wager with my boss. I've enclosed several 7-Eleven snack foods, all of which are dairy-free and Javajo-certified organic, along with $20. If Perry can eat all the 7-Eleven snack food while answering the following 10 questions, Perry can keep the $20, and my boss will give me a $5 raise. If not, $20 goes to Dan, Mole, and Mary Jane, and my boss will make me work a week without pay, which can be a total bummer. Please help me out, Perry, as I really could use the raise, and then I can keep writing $10 shoutouts and support the big three. I'll let Dan and Mole decide whether you should or should not get a 7-Eleven snack extension. Go!
I love the Sav, man. You guys ever go to the Sav?
What do we have?
You got to eat this.
What's that first, Dan?
It looks like some kind of rope of some kind.
Oh, lucky. All right.
These are...
Okay, go. Have you ever had one of your notorious fast food men rooms romps in a 7-Eleven bathroom?
Never.
Okay. Would you ever considering having Wolfie star as your sidekick pal in the Windy City Heat sequel? His name could be Stone Furry.
Maybe, maybe not.
Pretty interesting idea, though. Raises more questions than answers.
Which one of your female family members gives the best blowjobs? This question's been asked before, actually, I believe.
Yeah, which one was it? Which one did
Don't
you...
Don't ask. I have no idea.
Oh, you knew.
You had something to say.
It was what's-her-face. It wasn't the one who fake died.
Yeah.
Nobody died.
I know, your mom did. Your dad did. Died. You said your cousin died in Chicago when you lied
about... Oh, that's right. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right. I read somewhere that the FBI is currently looking for a serial killer known as the Javajo Killer, responsible for the deaths of Nicole Brown Simpson, Dimebag Daryl Abbott, JonBenet Ramsey, and Terrifying Tim Perpetic. Could this possibly be the Scaremaster? Yes or no?
Nope.
Okay. 1 month ago, John Quincy Adams passionately proposed to you. And before that, he offered to adopt you after Cookie Caramelli's passing.
Oh, yeah.
Would you rather have JQA as a father or a husband or both?
No way.
That's a good question, though. Why did you pussy out of the fight with William Randolph Hearst III?
I'm not pussying.
You're going to fight him then?
He's going to die.
Okay. Which one of your financial endeavors makes you the most money? Bogus disability scams, suing family members, or child pornography trafficking?
He needs more candy.
All right, coming up next, a cherry snack pie. Which one gives you the most money?
I don't have any money.
The bogus disability scam, suing your family and friends.
It's not bogus.
Child pornography trafficking.
How is being in a coma for 3 weeks and hospitalized for 3 months bogus?
I don't know, but they're claiming that it is. Would you ever do a sexcapades about the time you lost your virginity?
Let me swallow this.
Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes. You would? If the Javajo god is a dog, is the Javajo devil a cat?
Oh.
Really interesting question. Yes or no?
He's watering.
Yes or no?
There's no such thing as Javajo one. Because it's not, it's the way you're describing my
It's
religion.
Been nearly 10 years, Perry, will you ever admit to knocking over the craft service table?
Thank you.
I will never admit knocking over the craft service table.
Hope you did
this
well.
This man was the one that knocked it over.
Hope you did well, Perry, because I could really use the $5 raise. Much love for the big three, Zach from Chino, dog bless. Please bring back Guy Talk Pie Talk, at least for a couple before the end of the series. Well, guess what he didn't do?
He's ready for more.
No, he's not. He lost.
He just finished.
The letter's been read.
How about he has until the end of...
Can I get a pie extension?
No.
Yes.
I
the
say
guy
no.
Said, the guy said he could
have... He said he could be asked.
Pie extension, and you, please. Please?
No. No, oh, what the fuck?
Oh, Dan, you got... Nice.
I got the heart of a damn angel.
Look at that.
Angel.
He's going for two cupcakes
Thank
now.
You.
Go for
All right,
two
but you got...
These are not organic, please.
You got 45 seconds.
That's with the O on top of them.
Go!
Faster.
Ghost cameras, you got this, man.
Come on, you got to do it, dude. I put myself on the line. I believed in you when no one else would. I said, this is the guy that could eat
this. This is like a new Cupcake Wars.
Oh, he might do it.
Oh, second cupcake going in.
Oh, my God. He's not going to make it.
No,
he's
yes,
not
he
going to make it. No, he's got very little time. Cut 10, 9, 8, 7. Wait a minute. He's got actually 40 seconds left.
Oh, there's still some.
Scare Master, can
gotta
I
eat,
check out
gotta
your phone
eat it.
For
you
a second
eat
while
it.
You're eating the cupcakes?
3,
can
2,
see your phone?
Let
me see your phone.
1.
He's done.
Let me see your mouth. Is it open? Is there anything in there? Is there anything in there? Open your mouth. You're drinking water. That's going to hide it. Let me see.
I'm done.
I don't think you were officially done when I asked for time.
Well, you know what I like is that he's had so much food,
done.
He probably won't bite you, Dan.
Well, that is positive. Alrighty.
I can't bite you.
Here's another one. Why don't we get...
Can I have $20, please?
No. You didn't do it.
I sure did.
No, you didn't. You're way past the time.
You know what? That's fucked.
Dear Big Three, now that Mr. Caramelli has officially come out of the closet, there has been discussion as to who will be the man to finally take his hand in marriage. To me and many others, the answer is
excuse me.
Listen,
let him finish the $10 shot.
Perry, you need to face the fact that your destiny in life is to be with RC for all eternity. This is the man who made you into what you are today. He saved you from being arrested for sexually assaulting a cast member.
What?
He turned you into a superstar, and most of all, he turned you gay. He awakened the homosexual beast within you, and now it's time to pay back your debt to him. I am a close friend with him. He has taken notice of your coming out and wishes to rekindle the old spark two of you have made, you had, and make an honest gay man of you. I'm discussing flying him out for the live show on Friday the 11th to make the official marriage announcement in front of everyone. Over the following weekend, you guys can catch up and have a lot of passionate sex. And by Tuesday, you'll both be off on your honeymoon. This is not an option.
What?
He gets what he wants. And right now, he wants his soulmate, Perry Caramelli, back in his life. J.C. Denton.
Let me say something about that.
Speak.
He raped me.
Oh, my God.
Who?
J.C.
Denton?
Things like that. You don't even know that,
Randy
dude.
Callahan.
All right. You can't say that.
That was a rape?
Listen.
That was sexual assault?
That's...
He touches me physically?
Slander.
He will go to jail.
No,
he will go back to jail.
You got
to
say it. You've got to emphasize jail, or we don't think you're serious.
That 12-year-old.
Where's he gonna go?
He goes to jail.
I don't think he will, but you know what, Scare Master? You have to accept the fact you were both two consenting adults.
Look,
he didn't do anything that you didn't want to have happen.
Look. Look.
We don't know that you didn't look at him in a way that made him feel that
How do
he
we
could
know that you didn't do something
he
to him?
He did something very disgusting.
Allegedly.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Let's move on.
Extremely disgusting to me. I was suicidal for weeks. This man right here to my left helped me out on quite a few times
when I
called him up and said how suicidal I was.
And
he
I was
demanded me to come over, that he was going to work with me.
Did he tell your car?
What?
They wanted you to do him a favor.
Actually, there was one time that you and I went to
Hold on, let's hear the
whole
story.
The car auto,
don't put words
one of the
in
car
his mouth.
Detailing places.
Hold on. People don't want to hear about. You're not going to say that Dan raped you if you guys did something
we
together.
We detailed his car.
Hold on.
Stop.
Hey, Mo, you're hearing it wrong.
I never. Scare me. After all these years, that's so nice. No wonder you always get him blue shirts for his blue eyes. Wow.
Anyway, they want you to read this one. Here you go.
Perry, please read. Dear Mr. Perry, I just want to send you a greatly deserved thank you
for giving me the amazing tip that has changed my life for the better.
Oh, that's nice.
I had a dream where you told me to put marinara in my underwear to cover up shitting my pants. I was raped in my butthole, and it causes me to poo lot. Oh God!
Just read
lots
it.
Lots of blood.
Oh, that's.
I didn't sue because I discovered that it's not rape. If you enjoy it. Oh God! Did you enjoy the blowjob in '92? You climaxed. I don't want to read no more.
Read.
You climaxed in his mouth, so you must have enjoyed it. No, I didn't enjoy it. It was disgusting. You should stop calling it rape and admit. It was a great day, and you have the best blowjobs I ever received. Oh, God. This is disgusting. It was a great day and one of the best blowjobs I ever received. Oops, I just shit my pants while writing this. So squishy and warm. Time to fill my undies with marinara. Oh, God. Now, someone asked me... This is written weird. Now, whoever someone asks me why my pants are all red, I just say I ate... I ate a greasy Italian meal and spilled the marinara. Yeah, greasy Italian meal because I'm Italian and you think you're fucking disgusting. Mr. Perry, I want you to keep the entire $10 shout out to buy a can of marinara, I don't use canned crap, but you have to promise to think of my... No, I'm not going to promise to
what?
Think of your bloody asshole when you eat it. Ugh. I'm including a Canadian toonie to donate to the Fine Mole and JQA Fund. Or, Perry, you can keep it and pop out the middle and use it as a cock ring? Disgusting. I understand Perry's penis is the size of a baby... Oh, fuck you. The size of a baby carrot.
I didn't know
that. But hopefully not so tiny that he can't use it. Thanks, Dougie Abe. My dick is not that small.
But it is small.
Oh, God. I can let it shrink down to tiny size, but it doesn't never get that small.
That is your superhero strength.
Here's another one. Dear Big Three, welcome back. My name is Fred Barnuby. I work for an organic fitness snack outlet called Gummy Loads. We sell loads of gummy products, and they're organic for people to snack on while they work out. Enclosed are some gifts for the Big Three. All right, well, let's see what we got here. First, I hope that Perry has agreed to be more professional, and he will resume his training with Mole for the Special Olympics. What's going
training?
On with that? I hope that Gummy Loads can be part of that and possibly sponsor the Scaremaster. Here is a Michigan blanket for Don because I know he loves sports stuff more than anybody. It can be used as a decoration or spaghetti sleepovers. Whoa, U of N Michigan blanket. Oh, I love that. Thank you.
Nice, Dan.
That's really cool. Thank you. Oh, I really appreciate this. Hold on.
Dun, there you
dun,
go.
Dun, 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 dun,
yeah. La di da do de do da 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 da.
That's great.
There's your Michigan blanket.
That's exactly what it is.
It's really nice, and it's super soft.
It really is soft.
And it's the same. Yeah. It's the same color as the Michigan stuff.
Yep. Here's some traditional Navajo dog worship towels for Mole to rub on Perry down with when he prays to the holy dog and does his lifting leg presses.
That's nice, Scaremaster.
Right here.
Oh. Oh,
it's like
look
a
at that.
Doggy towels.
Dog towels.
Oh, this guy is all right in my book. I've also enclosed two packets of our organic gummy worms to be eaten by
They're
the Scaremaster.
They're not organic, and I'm not going to eat them. No, I'm not going to eat them.
It says organic worms. Says it right here on the...
Let me see.
Yum Earth Organics.
Don't open it.
Why?
Because I want to see it before it gets opened.
We'll open it right now.
Gotta put this on, dude. This is going to be adorable.
Oh, it does say organic.
I told you. Oh, it says here, they want you to eat. Okay, they want you to eat the gummy worms. Well, the Scaremaster is reading the following ad.
You know, you can't read and eat at the same time.
You just did it for the last thing, man.
If he can't finish the packets while reading the entire ad verbatim, he will not receive the shout-out money.
How much is the shout-out money?
Here.
Because you owe me $20 on the
one. No, I don't owe you shit. Just ready? Here we go. No, you didn't make that one.
Well, I'm not doing it for this either.
No, you better.
Then I better?
Well, then we get it. Hey, we win. We get to keep it.
Can I have a gummy worm?
Sure.
Yeah, really good stuff.
Oh, God.
You should have done this, man.
Should have done it. Take the script and take the worms. Here. All right, go!
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hey, sports fans in the Scaremaster Caravello. Let's see. Scaremaster Perry Caravello to...
You should be eating these while...
Here to help you work out with some gummy loads of help to the face. What? As you know...
Some gummy loady of help to the face.
You can't eat and
okay,
fucking...
Okay, just try to. Read on.
As you know, I've worked hard in my life. I've been an actor. I've been a comedian, a skateboarder. I've staged a car crash. I've staged a car crash? Fuck you. Fuck you. Yeah. I've been comatose for 3 weeks.
Okay, wait a second. That's not what it says there. And fake my way through
it
a coma.
How do you fake your way through a fucking coma, you fucking asshole?
Very
go
perfect.
Through fucking hospital records at Loma Linda, you piece of shit.
Well, so pick it up at the fake...
Fake
my way through a car crash.
Buzz and Woody did. That you Buzz and Woody it when the human
right.
walks in.
Pick it up. I've staged a car crash. Take it from there.
I'm not.
Just read it. Come on, Perry. You broke that one.
I staged a car crash. Yeah. You know
and
what?
Fake my.
You're full of shit.
Perry, you got to read the fucking.
I didn't stage a car crash.
All right, then I guess
one.
You don't get the fucking shout out money then.
It says I've staged a car crash and faked my. Faked my way through a coma. I've done everything. But through it all, I've been gummy loads dropped down by my throat to get me through the night. When I'm surrounded by... Can you get me another water, please?
After you're done.
You know, when I'm surrounded by sweaty men...
Sell it!
Either in a gym or in a men's... Oh, fuck you.
You... Gotta read this correctly. Mole, make sure he reads it right.
To cross my lips. I hate guys.
No, that's not what it says.
No, it says I love you. It says a lot of guys like me prefer something hard and long and in the mouth, but I like to come in and limp. And I let my mouth do the work. You know what?
They're talking about the gummy worm scam. Let's just read.
I may scam Don for gas money every week. No, I don't. While living off a lifetime supply of government funds. But I also love my government I don't pledge allegiance to the flag with my muscles. I can only use my legs since I injured my neck when... I got in trouble, but I use gummy loads to get that taste of trouble out of my mouth and to help collect gummy protein deposits. I like gummy loads dropped on my face, and you will too. Politely hand back to Don.
Okay. All right. Are the gummies gone? Nope. So you don't get that one either. Here's the water.
Want to read who it's from?
Oh, so I'm fucked twice.
Fred Barnuby. Gummy loads.
Forget it.
What are you forgetting?
After eating all that shit food? Forget it.
You want some apple cherry with tobacco?
You do that to me again, I'll kill you.
What did I do to you?
You blow smoke in my face? You light anything up?
I'm allowed to light anything I want.
Absolutely. If he wants to smoke, he can smoke.
It's tradition in this podcast.
It's not in my life.
It's tradition in the podcast.
Don't blow it on me.
No one's blowing it on you.
This is for you.
Don't. Just set it on the fucking table. You must have driven your mother crazy. Mommy, I'm done with this. Take it away.
Yeah, that's why she gave Brian LeBrant all her money.
I don't blame her. Now that we see what you're all about.
Maybe.
Excuse me.
Dear Big Three, my name is Gina Claudette Van Dam Smith. It does sound like kind of a sexy name, doesn't
right.
it? Oh, I read on. I've been an actress and a stuntwoman for many years, both in Hollywood and on Broadway. Wow. My most notable stunt work was in Stop or My Mom Will Shoot and Throw Mama from the Train. I'm also the proud mother of a working actor in the movie industry today whose name I'll leave out. But I will say that he has accomplished a lot in Hollywood without the aid of homosexual methods like the ones Perry used, such as when he tricked Randy Callen into blowing...
Fuck you, you fucking whore!
You don't know she's a whore. That's making a judgment.
Do you know what the fuck happened?
What?
You do!
What are you talking about?
Tell them... That,
oh, the thing about the Randy Callahan thing? I'm going to tell you this, and this is my personal thought.
It's nobody's business.
It really is.
Whatever happened between the two of you is your business.
All right, but the point is, over 21 years now, we have said a long time
ago... I don't even know why I'm fucking alive anymore!
What do you mean?
It's bullshit!
That you're alive?
No, yeah. This Randy Callahan crap, it's bull fucking shit.
Can I finish what I was saying to the people? Preferably, I wish people wouldn't talk about it anymore. I think it's something that happened a long time ago, and nobody gives a shit about that. Nobody cares anymore. And I wish people would stop talking about it.
It's sexual harassment.
I completely agreed. Let me pick it up here. But I will say that he has accomplished a lot in Hollywood without the aid of any homosexual methods like the ones Perry used, such as when he tricked Randy Callahan into blowing him.
Tricked Randy Callahan into sucking my dick.
No, it says blowing him in 1992. I'm getting sidetracked in my old age. You see, I'm nearing my 100th year of life, and I fear I'm coming close to the end. I started listening to the podcast after seeing you guys at the Sundance Film Festival when I was there with my documentary film, Old Stunt Bag. 60 years of Hollywood action, one tough old lady premiered. My grandson introduced your show to me, and I've been listening online ever since, and I've become a fan. But one day I heard something that chilled my blood. I made a startling connection that caused me to flash back to an incident that haunted me for decades. Over 30 years... I have a feeling I know where this is going.
Find out.
All right, let me compose myself, because this is bullshit if it's going where I think it is. I am so fucking mad at these people. All right. Over 40 years ago, on December 5th, 1979.
He's really angry.
I'm so mad.
Pull it together, Dan. I know you're angry, but you can read it.
Over 30 years ago, on a December 5th, 1979, a young, greasy Italian boy with the... Damn this woman. I think I know where it's going. With the beginning of a receding hairline and a goofy yet creepy smile, skateboarded... Okay, here. Maybe you'd pick it up there. I'm sorry. It just pisses me off so much that people are doing this.
I know. December 5th, 1979, a young, greasy Italian boy with the beginning of a receding hairline and a goofy yet creepy smile skateboarded up to me and my son Vito, a bodybuilder twice his age. He had a filthy bag of coins and soggy dollar bills that he told us he had earned detailing cars working hard on his knees, doing rim cleaning jobs and working with his hands pumping like an Italian piston. He kept asking if he could hire Vito the next day for a real live action movie he was planning. He said Vito had a good body and make a lovely leading man. Vito wasn't interested in acting, which sounded like an amateur gay porn, and or being paid in file work and car detailing. So He turned to me. He asked if I could still drive fast. I said yes, but I told him I wasn't comfortable working with a camera crew, and also I didn't want his bag of filthy pennies and nickels. He insisted. He told me it would just be a down payment for a bigger payday to come. He said I would be perfect to play the role of the old woman who drove on the wrong side of the road in this car crash he was staging. What? He said that when it all was said and done, he would pay me handsomely with the money he would earn once he began scamming the government. He gave me a pile of greasy pizza joint napkins that the sloppily written script was scrawled on. The next day we staged the car crash that we're going to screw the hospital he would fake a coma at for out of $1 million.
I've got a million bucks for that.
That man is Perry F. Caramelli. So I asked that he do the right thing and turn himself into the police ASAP so he can finally pay for what he's done and repent and spend the rest of his life in jail. But please wait until after the 10th year anniversary so as not to screw over the fans and Dan and Mole. Yours truly, Gina Claudette Van Dam Smith. P.S. to Mole, I may be that lady that go in that movie. What? Did you see me in the water scene in Cocoon? I nearly broke both my thumbs on that one, and I broke my thumb today with Scare Master Grabby.
Scary. Weird. Really weird.
There's a little too many coincidences going on there, Scare Master.
Yeah, I know Gina Smith.
You do know this woman?
Yes, I do.
Wow, so that's the woman that you got in the accident
with? No, it's not her. She's a young girl.
All right, let me read on. Here's another one. Dear Big Three, I want to send in an urgent warning to anyone using the Mole Play app. A new Kyle Dickey theme park has a virus. Did you know that?
I didn't. I heard about it.
The new for your phone, he has an app he sold.
You know, because the game pieces the kids were swallowing, so we started a phone app, Mole Play. But it's on T-Mobile. You on T-Mobile? Let me see your phone.
I don't use T-Mobile.
Let me see your phone.
You're not seeing
your phone. I can download it. I'll can download the app for you.
I don't need anybody to
download. I don't think he wants
it. Pay the $39.50 for it.
I can't add nothing to my phone because
right,
I
whatever,
took too many
whatever,
pictures.
Whatever, it's fine, it's fine.
And I deleted them.
Maybe
all.
Maybe he doesn't want it because Kyle Dickey theme park has a virus, and you don't want that to affect. You have a T-Mobile phone, right?
AT&T.
Yeah. Well, it affects all AT&T T-Mobile cell phones. Yes, the virus is from the gay alter ego, Scary Perry, will kill your T cells. It's been spreading like wildfire from affected users engaging in online multi-man action using virus protection. We're speculating someone has made this bug to get revenge on Mole on behalf of the Scare Master. Is there any truth to that?
Thanks a lot, Scare Master.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Even this guy's asking, what did Mole do? This virus seduces you with its sexy emails and promises olive oil hand jobs. Then, if open, comes inside your phone through a hole in the firewall. Next, it simulates a fake crash, causing you to think your phone's been disabled. Then demands you to take care of it forever by sending monthly checks to some post office box in Kenoda Park to pay for security service. The lazy Italian liar, gypsy grease fire virus.
You know what? Go fuck yourself, piece of shit.
You don't even know who this is.
I don't give a fuck who it is.
You're going to be amazed. I see down at the bottom of the page who it is, and you're going to be amazed, as we've dubbed it. All you can try to do is ignore the phone's failing health and complaining messages as screens get darker and darker. To see clearly again, a message says you must pay $10,000 to this Canoga Park P.O. box for an operation installing a new pair of optic sensors. A few of us huge Moplay fans paid for the ransom. But this lying thief just kept the money.
I don't have any money. Nobody sent me any money.
Well, we find out whose P.O. box this is. We're planning on sending him our thanks for ruining our favorite game. Sincerely, Irvin M. Johnson, Los Angeles, California. Username on the Mole Play, Kissing Peepees.
Who is Irvin M. Johnson?
You don't know who Irvin M. Johnson is?
You're not talking the basketball player.
Okay, this one says... Please have Perry read this letter. Here you go.
It's not Magic Johnson, is it?
It seems to be.
Some bullshit.
It certainly sounds like him.
Somebody just used that.
Think I sparked this up?
Sure, of course.
Please. Don't blow it towards me, please. Hey, Perry, it's your friend and long-distance... Christ, you're no long-distance lover. Dimitri Marlin again.
Oh, it's
I know
nice
how
to
much
hear
you
from
music enthusiast.
Is it Dimitri?
and I know how much of a music enthusiast you are, and I want you to let, I want to let you know that it's something we have in common, as I used to be in several Chicago area bands in the early 2000s. I decided to write a song to commemorate the love that we share between us. I do not share any love between you.
You okay?
What's, are you all right?
That apple cherry wood tobacco is strange.
Okay, I'm still working on the lyrics, but this is what I have so far.
Mary Jane, you want
homosexual
something?
Is the way to be. Randy Callahan hasn't got shit on me. Fucking all day and all night. Hey, hell yeah, Perry's ass. Go fuck yourself, pal.
Just read it. Just finish reading it.
Oh, my God. Perry's ass is so tight. Gonna show you I'm a man. Gonna squirt in your mouth and on your hand. Gonna overflow your rectum with my man. There's no fucking way you'll ever touch me.
Is he staying with you when he's
out? He's not coming. Why? And if he fucking comes, he's
not
allowed.
Come. He better
if
come.
If that faggot comes to the fucking
you are gonna
here,
treat him like a gentleman.
He is not allowed in my house.
Why not?
Even if he pays $5 billion.
That seems excessive.
Yeah, some guys are getting in there for 500.
Now, gonna overflow your rectum with man gravy. Just like Cookie Caramello in the
hey,
U.S. Navy.
Nice shot.
Fuck off, faggot. Because you know I can't resist this virgin. Look, jackass.
He likes you.
Find a woman, you fucking fag.
He likes you.
Wait. I used the wrong word. Find a lady. Become a man.
Why don't
for women.
Why doesn't
stop
Kyle
being
Dickey
a man
hang out with him?
For gay guys.
Oh, look at this. Kyle Dickey.
Kyle Dickey could hang out with Demetri. Those guys would get along great.
Well, Kyle Dickey is not going to be at the podcast or at the show.
Why?
Because he's in San Francisco.
Well, maybe he can come down for the...
We should really invite Kyle Dickey.
Let's get him a plane ticket.
Just one look and I'll be a full mast. Let's see. Slipping my big cock across... If you're going to slip your cock across someone's face, let it be a chick's face, you flaming homosexual. I'll spread my anus, and you can give it a... No, I'm not going to give your anus a taste, or your fucking... Or no fucking way. Okay. Hot milky semen all over your lips. Tell me, Perry, does it get any better than this? No, it'll never get better than this.
Because
I'm
not,
that's
in,
nice.
I'm
that is
not
nice.
Into men.
What a nice compliment.
I'm
nice
into women. I'm into women. I was thinking we should...
What would you do if you were in jail?
If I was in jail, I would bitch and cry until I get my own cell. I was thinking we could make it into a duet. Maybe in the next verse... You can sing about how you're going to give me one of those legendary Randy Callahan-style milkshake BJ. I never gave Randy Callahan a milkshake BJ, okay, you flamer?
Hold on just a second.
And
hold up, Perry.
Wait, let me finish. How you're going to give me an epic rim job? I'm not giving you no rim job. I don't want to impose, but maybe you could convince Don to let us... Sing it together on the big October 11th live show.
All right.
No fucking way.
Maybe you guys should do Love Will Keep Us Together.
You guys have got to rehearse it. No, he's thinking about doing the song that he just read.
No fucking way.
I like it.
What do you think? What if he paid money? What's the amount of money that you would use?
What did I say? $5 billion?
No, that was to go in your apartment. How much to sing the song?
A pretty song.
Oh, man.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not.
Well, that was today.
I'm disgusted. I'm just fucking
stop.
Disgusted.
For with who?
Well,
with everybody.
With me?
For allowing him.
Me?
Christ. What did I do?
What did I do?
Mary Jane?
What did I do?
The big three.
Okay. God. Wait, hold on. That was today's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
What's your deal, dude?
I am so opposed to the homosexuals trying to come on to me so fucking much.
It is a little flattering, though. You got to admit, it's a little flattering.
It's got to be.
It's nice, you know, when somebody compliments you and
shit.
All right,
so there you go.
But when you got a bunch of guys.
But they like you.
Saying they want to do gay stuff to you.
Well, you know, you're very.
I am not.
They find you attractive, dude.
Would you shut up when I'm talking?
You're not attractive? You don't
think
you. We're just saying that they find you very attractive. And Dimitri likes you. And you should be complimented.
Perry, it's not like he's at your apartment.
Why don't you guys should at least meet to see if there's anything there.
All he does is compliment you, say nice things. So he's a little lost in his make-believe world. You have to admit one thing. Now, Perry, be honest with me. You are an attractive guy.
Thank you.
You're strong.
Absolutely.
I'm weaker than fuck.
But you're stronger than most guys.
You were just on top of me trying to mate with me. And you were really strong.
I wasn't on top of you trying to mate with me. I saw you.
I before
wanted
the
my
show.
Phone back.
Yeah,
really?
The
second
show,
I put our shorts together and go, we're shorts buddies, 30 seconds later,
go
you're on top
away.
Of me.
Go away.
We're doing a
go
podcast. You can't
away.
Go away. Now, you are an attractive guy that people are going to look at. Guys, women.
Mostly guys.
They're going. They're going to fantasize about you. You can't blame them. You're an alpha male, for God's sake.
I'm a man for women.
Okay, fine. Do you think Brad Pitt has guys that are attracted to him?
Of course.
Yes. So guys are going to be attracted to you guys. They're going to like you. They're going to put you on their wall. I honestly think, and this is something I wanted to talk about another time, but now since the subject's been brought up, would you be opposed to posing
for posters? You're talking about sex posters, like sexy posters that scare masks. I mean, that's where like Jake Gyllenhaal and all these guys make their money.
What's the price?
What
you
we
sell
do?
Them, you mass
we make
what's
them.
The price?
Well, okay, you want to listen?
I need an upfront fee.
There is no upfront fee,
and it's not going
to
ever happen.
Okay, this is why that's stupid, because who are you going to get to do this for you? We do it, and what we do is we sell it on our website.
And you could sell them at the show, at the anniversary show. If you have the posters there to sell.
My favorite idea, and you tell me if you like it. Remember that Mark Spitz poster? We had 7 gold medals around, and he was standing like this in a bikini?
We replicate that.
Exactly. But we put something, what could we put around his neck instead of 7 gold
maybe
medals?
Maybe his trophy, or no, maybe
mole.
A neck brace.
It's not going to happen.
It's going to happen. That's the
it's
perfect.
It's not going to happen.
We gotta
I'm
red
the boss
bathing
of
suit.
Me. I am not getting into anything gay.
It's
that's
not gay.
Fucking gay.
Okay, it's not gay.
Perry, can
it's
I
Mark
say
Spitz.
Playgirl? Playgirl?
What's the pay?
Perry,
no
okay, you want to hear the pay?
You
want to hear the pay? You want to hear the
you
pay?
You sell them.
You sell them. And what happens every time you sell one, you make money on it, you fucking dope. Mary Jane works as a model, and she's works all the time.
I've printed pictures and posters many times and sold them at many events.
And you know what? And think about this.
You got to consider this, man. You got to consider doing this.
And I pay for that. I print them and sell them and get the money.
Absolutely. And here you are. You don't have to put up any of the money. And then we put it up. We make some posters and see how they sell.
Talk to Tom Brennan about this. Don't talk to me.
Perfect. I'll talk to him about it. No
talk to
problem.
Tom. Talk
okay,
to Tom.
He's your publicist.
Yes.
You have so many people working for you right now. But I'm telling you, don't be afraid of this. I think it's good. You, no shirt on. Do you shave the chest or keep it like with a nubble? Okay.
Sometimes.
You shave the chest. You're there in a bikini. You get your hands to your side, and you're wearing a neck brace instead of the 7 gold medals. I think that's a great idea.
That would be funny. That would be funny.
It would be not funny. You would sell a bunch of them. But I'll talk to Tom about it. But you always think that it's just gay guys that are coming in. There's going to be girls that like that, too.
Everybody's going to want that poster. Every kid is going to want that poster in their room. You kidding me? It's going to be like the new Farrah Fawcett poster.
Probably bigger.
I don't know.
I think it's going to work. Perry, what do you got to lose? Besides your dignity. Seriously, what do you got to lose?
As long as I'm not naked. As long
you're
as
not going to be naked.
As long
you're
as there's no guys going down on me.
There's not going to be any guys going down on you.
Okay.
Let's see how the day progresses.
All right, let's make a deal. Let's not have any people that would come on to Perry. Tell
That's
the
smart
people.
Move. That's a smart move. Have men have like manly guys.
Men there, not just gay like, guys.
Just burly, big men. Like not.
See,
like,
and I'll tell you this: this would be a great episode if we had a reality show.
Right. The Perry's whole thing photo about, shoot, selling posters.
Yeah.
It would be
Perry selling posters.
Unbelievable. It would be.
It could be the pilot episode.
Okay.
See, I'm glad you thought of this, Perry. This is the type of thing that I like when you're thinking all the time. Anyway, we
again,
got...
Again, talk to Tom about it, please.
I will talk to Tom about it, please. All right. We got it. Yes.
And about the shirts.
Okay.
Talk to Tom about those, too.
Okay, let's go on. Hey, was that a phone call?
Yeah. But I heard one, too.
Will you please send that through for us?
Hello, Big Three. Hello. Just called to say hello.
Hey, Mr. Adams.
Hey.
All right. Well, then, toodles.
What are you doing? What happened?
Oh, I just called to say hello, but I'm more than happy to stick around and chit-chat. What's new?
We put the tickets up online.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Listen. Write me down for two. One for me and one for Mater.
Ah, your mom's coming to the show?
Mater?
Mater.
Yes, Mama would not miss the show.
So you're going to be there?
She would not miss. She's 92 years young and still gives the pool boy what for, honestly.
Am I going to meet you face to face?
Just trying to find things to do with her during her visit.
It's nice that your mom's visiting. I got to tell you the truth.
You say it's nice, but you clearly have not met Mama. I'll tell you something. She's gone through all my unmentionables twice. Throwing out my anal poppers, my Mr. Fister toy. It's been a nightmare.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Mr. Adams.
Yes. Happier thoughts. Perry, how goes things with the chili prep?
Well, I don't have any money to...
Listen, the reason I ask, when can my designer friend get into your apartment to completely redo your kitchen? He can come there whilst you sleep, if you prefer. He can sneak around while you sleep in your apartment without...
It's not going to happen.
Perry, listen. You are wonderful to deal with. Listen, I realize you are wonderful to deal with. Don't get me wrong, but lately, I feel like I'd rather talk to Kyle Dickey or Mr. Longhorn. Are they there? Are they there perchance?
Kyle's around, but Mr. Longhorn went back to Texas.
Yes. I love it. I don't
care. Kyle,
come here. I love it. I crashed my car onto a bridge. I love it. Listen. Perry, this is for you. The characters that you've created have inspired me to take pen in hand and jot down a ditty about them. Would you care to hear?
Oh, I'd love to.
Yeah, I'd like to hear this.
All right. This week's song is all about the voices that live in Perry's mouth. Yes? Mm. Who wants to hear? Are we ready?
We do.
I'm ready.
From one of my countrymen. Got a little help from Wolfie's nemesis, Dickie, on this one.
Dickie who?
I hope everyone enjoys.
The announcer.
Fucking asshole.
Oh, let's get it rocking, shall we? We know this one.
Mm-hmm.
Coleman, he sounds like Mr. T. Longhorns, as gay as Kyle Dickey. Hey, man, and right before our eyes, Perry was Chet, the master of disguise. Hey, man, Perry came clean. He's a gay man. I think you know what I mean. A gay man. There was that casting agent. He got on his knees and then he used his hands on the man because he needed a voucher ticket. He came from the Windy City. He used his hands on the man because he ain't got time to suck it. It's back to the Windy City. It's out of sight. All right. Now listen. Here we go. Have some fun with it. Relax, enjoy. Every day, man, Perry blows our mind. The gay man, who are you this time? Coleman, Kyle, Chet, or Longhorn? Perry is the one, and here he comes, like an orgasm. He's just hands on the man, because he needed a voucher ticket. He came from the Windy City. He used his hands on the man because he didn't have time to suck it. It's back to the Windy City. It's out of sight. And nice and tight. Oh, yes. All right. Oh, hit me.
I respect that.
And we're dancing. And here, look who's coming.
What part do you respect?
Short shorts, belly tees. It's the dancers.
The sucky part?
No. Used his hands on the man because he needed a voucher ticket. It came from the Windy City. He used his hands on the man. He didn't have time to suck it. It's back to the Windy City. Yeah, Windy City. Used his hands on the man. Hands on the man. And we're dancing. Oh no. Mater, shut the door. I'm in here now. I'm singing. It's out of sight. Please don't bite. Oh, help me. Yes. Windy City. Yes. And we're dancing, we're shaking jazz hands. We come to the front of the stage and they turn, they slap their bottoms. They turn, they slap their other bottom. And we're dancing. Shut the door, mater. Swear. Dancing. Oh, wham bam with a strange man. Yes. The Windy City. Yes. The Windy, everybody.
The Windy City.
Everybody, are we dancing?
Yeah, I am.
We're dancing. Shaking our bottoms?
Yeah, little.
Shake those Daisy Dukes. Slap
I'm doing
them.
It.
Yes. Right. Dancing. Suck a dude. All right, listen. Do me a favor. Discuss for a moment. Discuss just amongst yourself, just for a moment.
I thought that was spectacular.
Mate, I'm talking to my friends. Put down my nipple clamps. Put down the nipple clamps. Please. Just a moment, please, mate. Will she ever leave? Petty, how's about this? How about she stays with you for a while? How would that be?
She could stay in my car with me, dude.
Well, Walter, that's very nice. That's very nice. She can. But are you still without somewhere to crash? Is that what's going on, Walter? You still have no place to stay?
Well, yeah, you won't let me stay. You won't let me stay at your place anymore.
Well, I would let you stay at my place, but you can't seem to keep your hands off my guns. And Mater could get hurt or even... Wait a second. Know something? How's about this? You know what, Walter? You may stay here after all.
Yes.
Do me a favor. Shoot over this eve after the podcast.
Ah, fine. I can sleep in the carport tonight. Nice.
Oh, no. You shan't be sleeping in the carport, love. You shan't be. You'll be bunking in Mater's wing.
Oh, you're not joking, Mr. Adams. Be square with him.
Well, I never joke about Mater. But I am joking when I ask what sports car the sheep drove.
Oh, all together. A Lamborghini.
Yes. Petty, why didn't you chime in?
Because I didn't know the answer.
Wait. Just a moment. I just realized. I care not. See you soon, Walter. Mumsy, I got you a date. Toodles.
What?
What's going on? I got a date his mom?
What are you going to do? What's going on?
Not really.
Okay, I can't tell you because...
He was mad at me because I kept playing with his guns. But if you guys ever played with guns,
yes,
they're awesome. You can shoot cans.
You can shoot a lot of things. Everything about that. Seeing, it's nice to see Mr. Adams and Dick here becoming very close.
Yeah. Those guys go way back.
What the fuck for? Why would he see that asshole?
You know what, Wolfie? He loves you, too. I'm sure if you wanted to get some of his English meatballs...
Are you out of your mind, or is it John Adams you're talking about?
No, I think
about?
You'd like John Adams. See, I know he would. He'd love to spend some time with you.
Anyway, we got stuff we got to do before we go.
No commercial.
What do you mean no commercial?
My commercial time.
You mean 60 seconds with Perry?
Go!
Scary Perry Skateboards at www.scaryperry.
Oh my god! I'm so sorry. I got a green bean.
Shut up!
I got a green bean stuck in my throat.
Okay?
Guys, from
fucking
before.
Guy is no. ruining you want some my water? Commercial.
I'm sorry. I ate a string
eight.
Bean earlier
today. Take some
today.
Water right there.
Oh, my God. Where's the water?
Right there. Right beside
oh,
you.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
all you know how to do is fuck with my fucking
I'm trying
commercial.
To get this thing out of my throat.
You okay?
Just What's to fuck more, with me.
What?
I'm about ready to quit this fucking podcast.
Why would you do what? That?
Nothing. I'm about to.
Why would you
because
do that?
Because this fucking guy... Every time it's my commercial time, he fucking interrupts me.
You know how you
Every
handle that?
Every fucking time.
You bring it up to my attention at one of our meetings. I'll be happy to
one
address it.
One of our
it.
Meetings?
Yeah.
We're at our one of our meetings.
Well, bring it up to me. You never say anything.
I'm always... Shut the fuck
Stop!
Up.
Stop! And that was 60 seconds.
Perry,
you didn't say it during your time.
S-K,
stop.
The number eight.
We got to edit this out.
I had some comedy throat. I coughed and I drank some and I didn't talk again. You just yelled at me the whole time. You could have spent that time not yelling at me and you could have spent that time doing stuff.
Use his hands on the man because he didn't have time to suck it.
Anyway, it's time that we do something on this show that people feel is the best thing we do on this show. It's time once again for a little thing we call Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
If you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play here on the podcast. This is where Mole will come up with some sort of scenario. And then he'll direct a scene, he'll cast the scene. Everything is mole, mole, mole. That's why it's called Mole Play. What we don't know is what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Oh, well, thank you for asking. On today's Mole Play, we are gonna go to the tiny apartment in Chi-Town in the 30s.
Okay. All right.
Okay. The roaring 20s and 30s.
Why okay. would there be an apartment?
Because it's the apartment of Frank and Juliet Giuliano.
They didn't have an apartment back then. They owned homes.
Oh, they had a home.
They had a beautiful home.
Before you get into this, can I ask a favor? I've been sitting here and I've been watching Perry just trying to get his characters out. Could we do some sort of mole play where Perry gets to use...
Excuse me. I haven't told you what happens yet.
I don't... Okay. All right. I'm sorry I jumped the gun then.
We are going to the apartment, the house of Frank and Juliet Giuliano.
Okay.
Juliet is home waiting for her husband Frank to come home. And she hears a knock on the door, but it's not Frank at the door.
Who is it?
It's Darth Vader.
Mole play.
And he's looking for Frank Giuliano.
Well, he didn't cast anybody as Frank Giuliano.
Okay, Dan, you're Darth Vader.
How could Dan be Darth Vader? He doesn't even know how to do Darth Vader.
Oh, I don't? Right,
okay. No, you're not doing it. You're not doing it right, Dan.
What do you mean? Give me a chance.
Wait, hold on. Dan, you're going to be Frank Giuliano. Oh, you're going to be Juliet Giuliano. And Darth Vader walks in.
Now, just to make sure that I understand, that's Frank's wife, correct?
Juliet Giuliano. Yes.
Frank is busy with Al Capone in the shop. Darth Vader knows this and goes there to tell her that he's worried about her husband being mixed up with Al Capone. Mole play.
What is the problem?
My problem is my husband. He is making love to a man. He is such
Stop
a
right
dirty,
the fuck there.
Dirty,
Stop
dirty,
right
dirty,
the fuck there.
My heart.
Stop right what? The fuck there.
Juliet says, what's the problem?
Shut up, you fucking prick. Shut up.
Within the character. Wait, hold on. Let me just ask, and you have to answer as Darth Vader, but get your point across. I'll ask the question. We'll take it from there. I'll set it up.
Mobley.
What is your problem? You seem upset, Darth Vader.
Frank Giuliano is a tailor and does sizes. They put him in a limousine.
Do the breathing thing.
They put him in a limousine. Took him to the secret location where Frank Giuliano, where Al Capone is.
I know! He's getting fucked by this man! I am just a woman! My husband I was with a crime boss getting fucked!
Juliet pours her heart out to Darth Vader.
I love
She hasn't
my
held
husband.
A man in so long, she can't help but hold Darth Vader.
May I hug you, please?
She just needs the comfort of a man's embrace.
I don't embrace.
Darth Vader!
She hugs Darth Vader.
I love when you breathe!
Darth Vader feels something he's never felt in his life.
Just sit on your face.
Okay, just to sit out of my face.
Darth Vader's never felt an emotion like this before. They hug. They embrace.
Oh, come here. Oh. Oh.
Where the fuck are you going?
Getting on my feet.
Time out. We're in the middle of a scene.
I'm supposed to sit on your face.
Okay.
That's Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
What the fuck are you doing? What are you, is that funny? To ruin everything?
God, I'm not ruining nothing!
Scaremaster, oh my God, I gotta bring these guns to show you that I found. You know what's funny about them is I got them at this flea market, and they someone filed off all the serial numbers on them, and they wrote words on there like fun times and stuff.
This is crazy.
I see by the clock on the wall, we've got to wrap things up. We went way long tonight.
Yeah, we went way long tonight.
So I should talk about this. Remember, it's 3 weeks until the big windy weekend. We still have tickets available. Remember, if you want to find out the ticket prices, get in touch with me on my email at simplydonthename@hotmail.com, and I will send you everything you need to know. And now, if you want to get in touch with us on the social network, you need to get in touch with me at simplydon1 on my Twitter, at Don Barris on my Facebook. On Instagram, I'm at simplydon1, and my Vine is at Don Barris. Mole?
I'm at Walter Malinsky on Facebook. And everybody on Facebook's just been awesome.
They have been.
I've been in a cocoon. All my addresses have changed and have been combined to Gmail. So now it's scaryperryx1050@gmail.com.
Rolls off the lips.
That's your email address?
Yeah.
Why are you giving out your email address?
scaryperryx1050@gmail.com. My Facebook is facebook.com/
This one still
Perry
has a bullet in it.
Perry.Caravello.
If you'd like to see me, every night I'm over at the World Famous Comedy Store on Monday nights. Don't forget the Ding Dong Show starts at 10 p.m. Guys, put her there. Big three! Goodbye.